Coming out of the pandemic, many rural hospitals are in even rougher shape than before. So rough that on paper, they're basically worthless, even though local leaders see them as vital. But a new company is beginning to have some success operating them and has now taken over 4 facilities in West Tennessee. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
I get the idea Kyle Kopek likes giving tours of the rundown hospitals his company is snapping up. They're getting quite a deal. This one in Houston County is going for just $1.
Just don't trip on this right here.
Kopek leads me onto the roof. He says this is the only place you can adjust the thermostat right now. In the attic below, there are unopened boxes of expired supplies. Then down on the main floor, he walks me through a newly renovated emergency room. Its doors are too narrow for a gurney.
If you'd like, we can try and wheel that bed through and see kind of what happens. But
Kopek bounces through the halls of these hospitals, greeting nurses and clerical staff with a confidence that belies his age and experience. He's just turned 23 and signing deals for his company, Braden Health, to take over distressed hospitals no one else seems to want.
They're not the most complicated things in the world, but if you don't know exactly how to run them, you're just going to run them straight into the ground.
The mayor of Houston County, James Bridges, agrees with that assessment.
We had no business being in the hospital business. The majority of county governments do not have the expertise and the education and knowledge that it takes to run healthcare facilities in 2022.
Even those thought to have the expertise, like big corporate hospital chains based nearby in Nashville, have been trying to get out of running such small facilities. But as rural hospitals have fought off closure, they've seen a revolving door of managers who've proved not to be up to the task. And some even got caught in what insurance companies deem to be shady billing practices. In nearby Decatur County, where Braden Health is also taking over, Lori Brasher sits on the Economic Development Board.
You're looking to someone who supposedly knows what to do, who can solve the issue, and you trust them. And then you're disappointed, and not disappointed once, but disappointed multiple times.
The disappointment has dragged on long enough that Decatur County's hospital is growing mold, and who knows what else.
Oh, wait, is this it over here?
Different hospital, same guide. Kyle Kopek wanted to be sure we saw the cafeteria's walk-in freezer. The meat was still inside when the last company skipped town 2 years ago.
If you look at the bottom, those are a bunch of dead maggots that didn't make it out.
Playing up the state of disrepair works to Kopek's advantage. It's hard to convince local taxpayers the hospital they've been dumping money into for years is worth $1. As part of the acquisitions, Braden Health does commit to spend millions in upgrading facilities, and public documents show the company has some money to spend. Dr. Bo Braden, the founder of Braden Health, says it's coming from him.
I understand that perspective that a lot of people would have that would think that it's worth a lot more, but if you look honestly at a lot of the transactions that take place with rural hospitals and how many liabilities are tied up with them right now, there's really not a lot of value there.
Braden, who's an emergency physician, was trying to build a new hospital in Southwest Florida, where he owns a large rural clinic. But after hitting regulatory hurdles for years, he saw more opportunity reopening hospitals, which brought him to Tennessee, since it has the nation's highest concentration of closed and distressed hospitals. He bought his first in Henderson County 2 years ago and started negotiating for others nearby right away, in Decatur, Houston, and Haywood counties. He's building a sort of network that could share staff and supplies when needed. He doesn't claim to have a secret sauce, just a true interest in healthcare. He sees it as a mission.
A lot of people aren't willing to put in the time, effort, energy, and work for a small hospital with less than 25 beds, but it needs just as much time, energy, and effort as a hospital with 300 beds.
Braden says he can understand any skepticism, especially from employees who've survived several failed regimes. Jennifer Warren is facility manager at the Houston County Hospital, a place where in the past she'd avoided being treated.
Don't get me wrong, I know that the citizens, and I even was one of them, that didn't want to come here because it was going down. But the fact of it is, my mind has been changing.
It didn't take a whole lot. Under previous owners, Warren was told they didn't have the money to buy tools as simple as an electric sander. Now she's got the green light to get whatever she needs to make the hospital a place she and others would feel comfortable as patients. Blake Farmer, WPLN News in Aaron, Tennessee.